Alaska and British Columbia are working out details of how they will handle transboundary mine concerns. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports on the effort to coordinate monitoring and permitting on both sides of the border.
A statement of cooperation between the state and the province signed in early October promises openness, transparency, and increased environmental monitoring. Now begins the work of meeting those goals. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott heads up the state's effort to address concerns about British Columbia mines near rivers that flow into southeast Alaska. He says state and provincial officials met via teleconference December 16th.
We're trying to create a big tent here, but with a very specific process of engagement and sharing and review and critical examination of all of those things that we need to.
The state's Department of Environmental Conservation will address water quality concerns. Terry Lomax is a manager in the agency's monitoring and assessment program.
We, of course, can do our testing on the Alaskan side, and we're hoping our BC counterparts can do testing on the British Columbia side, but that hasn't been determined yet.
Testing will create a record of what's in transboundary river water now, with an eye toward changes that could threaten fisheries, wildlife, and people.
Some of the groups that are already doing monitoring, they're collecting water and sediment contaminants of concerns, specifically like trace metals. That kind of information is going to really help us in deciding how to narrow down our focus and really kind of, how to pick the right parameters and methods to be looking at.
Those other groups include tribal governments in southeast Alaska and northwest British Columbia. They'll be asked to help develop the region-wide monitoring program. Other state agencies will work on protocols for input into BC's permitting process. Mallott says the state will also develop a website to share more information about transboundary mines.
You can never say nothing will drop through the cracks, but at least we will have a process and a working relationship that is stronger and more focused and with a value construct that did not exist before.
The state's efforts accelerated last year. That came after environmental, fisheries, tribal, and community leaders pushed for active engagement with BC leaders. One mine, the Red Chris, began operations in the Stikine River watershed in 2015. Another, the Tulsiqua Chief, is closed and leaking pollutants into the Taku watershed. A half dozen to a dozen others are being explored and considered for development. Guy Archibald works with Inside Passage Waterkeeper and the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council.
I think the process itself is helping make things safe. You know, anytime Alaska and BC can communicate these projects to each other and ask for expertise, I think is constructive.
Other mine critics say the state's agreement with BC needs to go further. Fisheries business owner Heather Hartcastle is with the group Salmon Beyond Borders.
We would like to see enforceable protections and financial assurances that we will not be negatively impacted by upstream mining in British Columbia. And I still don't see how the state of Alaska is pushing for those.
In a prepared statement, British Columbia officials say the province will share equal responsibilities under the agreement. That includes water quality monitoring on their side of the border. They say tribal governments called First Nations in Canada will participate, as will the mining industry. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.